My name is Ben Burrell, and this is Bob Dylan Album by Album, a podcast that brings you an in-depth look at each Bob Dylan studio recording, record by record. So welcome to a little bonus episode. I thought it'd be nice to put this out. It's the Easter break currently here in the United Kingdom, and I thought it'd be nice to put a little bonus episode out if you are at home a little bit more than you would be at this point of the week. And it's all about a song that I have been waiting to do an episode on. It's such a great song. It's a brilliant song in its own right, but also the context around it is absolutely fascinating. I think just a song that is ripe to be told the story of on a podcast. So let's get straight into that, shall we? Let's have a look at Bob's underrated and, for a long time, undiscovered gem, Friday. It's In 2011, the world was under siege from a novelty song. Rebecca Black's Friday dominated airplay, social media and YouTube. It was a song that seemed so trivial, stupid even. But it's a song that has a fascinating past. When it was discovered, this particular tune was not, in fact, a Rebecca Black original, but a Bob Dylan original from 1965, everyone decided to take a deeper look. Suddenly, we realised it's genius. Suddenly, the song's lyrics took their full shape, and suddenly we came to explore the masterpiece that is Friday.
7 a.m. waking up in the morning. Gotta be fresh. Gotta go downstairs.
The song was written for the 1964 album Another Side of Bob Dylan, and whilst it was recorded during those sessions, it never makes the album cut. Although the producer of the record, Tom Wilson, has mentioned it regularly in interviews since, calling the song a missed opportunity. He's right, the nuance of Friday is there for all to see, with lyrics like, "Tomorrow is Saturday and Sunday comes afterwards." With these lyrics and many more, as we'll see in this song, Dylan explores more than just Friday. He explores a generational shift in 60s America. And here's how he did it.
Gotta catch my bus. I see my friends.
In the opening moments of the song, Dylan mentions catching a bus, an obvious nod to Rosa Parks. In the opening verse, he sings, 7 a.m., waking up in the morning, gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have my cereal, seeing everything, the time is going, ticking on and on, everybody's rushing. At least that is what is transcribed. In fact, Dylan doesn't actually sing rushing, as in rushing about, he sings Russian. Clearly a nod to October 1962 and the Cuban Missile Crisis. Later, upon seeing his friends in a car, Dylan sings about choosing which seat to take in that car. Except, it's not really just about the car seat, is it? It's a little more than that.
I see my friends kicking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat, gotta make up my mind. Which seat can I take?
Here, Dylan is talking about this new generation who must choose a life or a world that they want to live in the wake of the Cuban Missile Crisis. Should they choose the front seat, a world where they try and avoid nuclear disaster, or should they be nihilistic, be carefree, and give up on the world? Choose the back seat.
Looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
By the time we get to the song's chorus, we find out what they've chosen. And unfortunately, it's nihilism. Dylan sings, "It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend." Whilst on first glance, getting down is a term for dancing, for having a good time. Actually, what Dylan is saying here is that whilst they are doing that, forgetting about their moral responsibility, the standards of life and the world are getting down. They are dropping to an all-time low. This passage also echoes the Book of Psalms 10:4-89:6-3. The quote is, "And the world got down, and it got down on a Friday, and it never got back up again." Later, Dylan sings, "We so excited, we gonna have a ball today. But that ball is not a dance, it's a ball and chain." By the final lines, things don't seem to get much better. Our narrator doesn't offer us any release as he sings, partying, partying, yeah, partying, partying, yeah, fun, 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 looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying, yeah, is obviously a nod to Shakespeare's Hamlet. In the final moments of that famous play, the character Fulton Brass stands over a dead Danish royal family. He takes the crown for himself, giving himself the title of king. He then orders a military funeral for Hamlet before saying the words, party, party, yes. Party, party, yes. Also, it's interesting to note at this point that Shakespeare wrote Hamlet originally under the pseudonym of Rebecca Black. Just like in that scene, destruction is everywhere at the end of Dylan's song. This generation have chosen to ignore their moral responsibility, and what comes next, who knows? But it can't be good. But from great anxiety comes great art, and Friday is great art.
Fun, fun, fun. Looking forward to the weekend.